Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, I meant to wish the Orthodox Christians in the audience a Merry Christmas yesterday. Yesterday being Orthodox Christmas. So for you Russian Christians and Ukrainians and I think Ethiopians, right? And some others who celebrate Christmas on January 7th, Merry Christmas. Hope you got some good presents under your hopefully not too stale Christmas tree yesterday. So we've talked a few times now on the show about the controversial gun permit map published by the Journal News showing the names and addresses of all gun permit holders in Westchester and Rockland counties. These are public records, but aggregating them onto a map on a newspaper website has generated a big debate. We'll get a reaction now from the Westchester County Executive, Republican Rob Astorino, and also touch on Sandy recovery. County Executive, welcome back to WNYC. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Was it your decision as County Executive to release the permit data to the Journal News from their Freedom of Information Act request?
No, we didn't even know about it. The request went to the county clerk's office, and he made the decision to release the information. And I'm not questioning whether or not the information is legally able to be released. I'm questioning the decision by the Journal News to actually take that information, which it has a right to, and sort of indiscriminately publish it. I don't understand why they did it or for what purpose. And we never saw it. The county clerk is a separate elected official, and so he is the FOIL request officer for that. And he made that decision for whatever reason. And, again, we didn't see it at all until it was actually published. I had no idea about it.
You confirmed the legality of the request. I read that Putnam County is refusing a similar request. But if state law seems to specify that gun permit holders' names and addresses are public records, do you think Putnam really can fight that?
You'll have to ask Putnam that and their decision to withhold it. I mean, look, there's a lot of different ways. For safety reasons, perhaps, Westchester could have, and Putnam believes it's right, that the information request should have been made per individuals to see if an individual has a permit, as opposed to just a blanket list everybody and their addresses. You know, it's one thing to list a name, which I don't think is right either. There's another thing to list their addresses, which I certainly think went overboard. You know, the problem is you really have law-abiding citizens now that are being treated in a really bad way. Their names are, it's almost like their names are being maligned for having, I think that's what people feel very horrified by. You know, most of these people, some of these people, by the way, have a permit application in or was approved, but they don't have a gun. Most of these people have go target hunting or skeet shooting or those kind of things, you know. And so I think it's really important to understand that in a real way, some of these people have been put in jeopardy. You have a police officer who is on the job working nighttime. His wife and family are at home. And now you have a case where a would-be criminal who, to get this information, by the way, would have had to go to the county clerk, filled out a Freedom of Information request with his or her information on it, and now they don't have to do that. They sit at home, and they plot out their crimes, and they go online and say, this neighborhood looks pretty good to go to because this house doesn't have a weapon. I'll go there, or I'll case the joint out, or this house does have a weapon, but they're not going to be home, so you know what? I'll go in, and I'll take the gun itself.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of different reasons. I think of it about my house, too. I have an ADT sign outside on my lawn. Now, someone casing in our neighborhood happens to get hit in the summer by burglaries. And maybe the burglar in our neighborhood has gone up and down the block, says, you know what, this house has an ADT sign, so I'm not going to go to it. Mm-hmm. But that neighbor across the street seems to be dark the house, and they don't have a security system that I know, so I'm going to hit that one. And it's the same thing with the guns. And I'm thinking about, you know, the wife and the young kids are in the house by themselves now who may be at risk. I'm thinking about the police officer retired perhaps too, or the judge who put away a criminal and all of a sudden this guy wants retribution. The small business owner, you know, there's a lot of reasons, and also the domestic violence victim, by the way. You know, this woman who has been through horrors in her life, maybe have a order of protection, and now all of a sudden this person who perpetrated these crimes on her, they know whether she or others in that household has a weapon or not.
Well, it'll be interesting to see in the coming year whether that fear is borne out by actual additional crimes against people who were not on the map. On the flip side, have you had to deal with threats against the Journal News as a law enforcement issue?
Well, it certainly has become an issue in that the Journal News or the owner of the building had to hire armed guards for the protection not only of the Journal News employees, and we never want to see that, and anyone that is a law-abiding, responsible gun owner is not taking part in these threats. I mean, these are people who probably don't even have weapons, who are, you know, a little off on their own. I mean, nobody would condone that. In fact, the Westchester County Firearms Association, the advocacy group, is requesting a boycott or pressure on the advertisers for the Journal News, not anything against the employees of the Journal News. So there is a law enforcement aspect to this because there are now armed security at that building to protect not only the Journal News but all the other tenants in that building. And this is where, you know, emotion really takes over on both sides of the issue. And we've got to sort of step back and look at this very complicated issue and all the aspects involved in it, the mental health aspect of this, the society that we live in today that's just, you know, violence everywhere. I look at it when I go home. I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old. My 9-year-old boy is a boy, right? I remember growing up, and we had G.I. Joes, and they fought each other with our own hands, you know? Mm-hmm. Now these kids have these incredibly violent and realistic video games that are just the norm. And, you know, they have these so-called play dates where kids get together and they sit there on the Wii or they sit there on the Xbox and
bam, bam, bam.
You're right. And so, I mean, all this has to be looked at in a realistic way.
My guest is County Executive of Westchester, Rob Astorino. I'm going to be completely honest here. I personally, as a citizen, would like to see universal gun registration in this country. Treat guns like we treat cars. So when there's a hit-and-run shooting in America, we can trace the license plate, if you will, of the weapon to the last person who bought and registered and sold it, legally or illegally. Almost nobody gets away with illegal car sales in America. Mm. With that, maybe permits could even be given out more liberally. What do you think about gun registration?
I think it needs to be all part of the conversation we have. I really do. I think the knee-jerk reaction by some on both sides you know, has to be tempered down because we've got to look at this holistically. You know, you have one side saying, take every weapon off the street, don't allow anyone to sell guns or own guns, and then you have the other side that it's, you know, it should be the OK Corral for everybody. I think we've got to look at it in a real, realistic way, have a real conversation, and everyone's got to be willing to give a little bit and to have an honest conversation about where we are. And I think that's got to happen. It's an emotional issue, and oftentimes, and you just have to look at history in this country on any emotional issue, sometimes you get very bad legislation out of emotional issues because they're not well thought out.
Right.
They're not looked at the unintended consequences.
So where are you? I mean, do you believe more guns in the county, including more concealed carry permits, would mean less crime, as some people do? What's your own position?
Well, I think what we've got to look at is the individual right, and that right has been reaffirmed by the Supreme Court. But Justice Scalia, who is a very conservative justice, said, yes, there is an individual right in their rulings, the Supreme Court, but there are limitations, just like every other thing that we have in this country that's a guaranteed right. I mean, look, the right of the Journal News to print that information, I'm not suggesting otherwise. They had that right. But with that right comes responsibility, mm-hmm. and the editors and the publishers have to look at what was the ultimate goal of just, is it just a data dump? Or what does that accomplish?
Right. You don't want to take a position as county executive. You know, like the debate is mostly now over extended capacity magazines. Mm-hmm. And I think even more so the holes in the background check system where anybody who's a felon or psychotic history or anyone else can buy a gun with no check.
Yeah, it's a balance, but I think that...
Should they close the gun show and other background check loopholes, in your opinion?
No, Brian, I think, look, the background check loopholes needs to be tightened. I think that's where we really have to look at. And I think most people would agree. Look, if I'm a law-abiding citizen with a clean record and I go for a pistol permit, they're going to do a background check, and I'll have nothing to worry about. But it's the nuts out there who want to perpetrate crimes, or it's people who have mental illness who should not have access to a weapon. Those are the ones that we can't let fall through the cracks, because those are the people who are going to commit these kind of crimes. It's not, you know, it's not the law enforcement official who might be retired. It's not the target hunter or target shooter. Those are law-abiding citizens, and they would all agree they don't want weapons in bad people's hands either, because it tarnishes everybody, and it makes everybody unsafe. So, yes, I agree with you, Brian. We do have to look at that, but we'd also have to look at the other issues. Our role as parents, you know, the movie and video game violence in this society, the mental health aspect, all these things play a part in this. And whether, you know, and I know some people don't like this, but we do have to look at the criminal aspect of mental health and whether or not those laws have to be tightened, too.
Changing topics.
Yes.
On Sandy,
yes.
What's your biggest remaining recovery problem in Westchester County?
It's just following through to make sure people are getting the assistance that they were eligible for. Some of the small business owners that applied. You know, we were one of the only counties to apply and go for the DSNAP program, which is the nutrition assistance, like food stamps and everything, which was coordinated by our county Department of Social Services. And we had over 2,300 households in need that were able to receive these benefits, over $1 million. And that was good for people who, you know, were really hurt by Sandy and needed some basic food. We want to make sure
you might.
That,
by the way, yeah, I should say, because I know some DSNAP advocates for that disaster food stamps program who saw Westchester as a model and better than New York City. I don't know if you in Westchester County had more DSNAP recipients than all of the five boroughs. I don't know the city's numbers, but because you had multiple locations, and there was
That's
a big
right.
complaint about the city that they had one location in each borough.
Well, I don't know. I can't talk about New York City, but I can tell you that we had a big outreach in this county. We wanted to make sure that those who were suffering, those that were in need, that this didn't compound the problem that they already faced with the hurricane. And so we wanted to make sure that the assistance got in the hands
right.
of those who absolutely needed it.
And we're going to run out of time in a minute, but is the delay in the Sandy relief bill in Congress harming people and businesses in Westchester, or is it no big deal? You heard Governor Christie and what he thinks of the House of Representatives for their delay of this.
Well, I think, look, it's a little bit of both. The bill may not have come to the floor because it didn't have the votes. And one reason it may not have had the votes was because they were throwing in the kitchen sink for everyone else in the country. There were projects for Alaska. There were projects all over the place that had nothing to do with Hurricane Sandy. And I think that was one of the reasons why Republicans said, hey, wait a minute, if this is going to be isolated to, you know, the Northeast recovery, then let's keep it like that. But I have spoken with the governor and pledged my support with him and the congressional delegation, both Democrats and Republicans, to do what I can to make sure that the House of Representatives, in a real way, make sure that we can get the recovery aid so the businesses and the individuals can get what they need to get back on their feet.
Last thing. We have 30 seconds. Tomorrow is the State of the State address.
Yes.
What would you most want to hear from Governor Andrew Cuomo that would be the most beneficial to Westchester County?
I think it would be beneficial to not just Westchester, but all the schools, towns, villages throughout the state, and that is the excessive spending and mandates that they apply to the counties and all levels, forcing us to have no control over these programs and their expensive bills. In a real way, that is suffocating everybody, especially property taxpayers. There needs to be some real mandate relief, which was promised by the governor as a way of getting the property tax cap. And one was supposed to be hitched to the other, and unfortunately, they got their headline with the property tax cap, but they have not addressed the other problem, and that is mandate relief, which is really the cause of excessive spending and uncontrollable and unsustainable spending. And so that has to be addressed immediately.
Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, we always appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem, Brian. Thank you.